A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Casanova was formed, or let's say we met in 1996, and it was not the idea just to form a band. It was, there were DJs, there were producers, I'm one of the producers, and we just had the idea to combine both and make some DJ music, DJ-based music. We are not standing on stage, but we asked some musicians to help us to come on stage. So there's one, the Casanova project, that has a label, that has a studio and produces songs in the studio. And there's Casanova on the stage, which are 9 musicians, including Paul and 2 of the original Casanova members, Axel and me. Basically, it starts in some moments in my head, just very small parts, chord changes or rhythmic ideas, or I hear a noise that's pulsating and sounds like something you could reprogram or whatever with other sounds. And then I keep all the stuff, and when there's something I still have in mind later, I develop some new song out of it. But yeah, it's always a bit different. Sometimes it's also a song starting from drums, then it comes from a chord change or from a melody, and it's also really something different if you know you're gonna work together with someone, like we wrote the song or produced a song together with Jose James, and it was really changing my way of getting into the song, because I knew his style and his voice would be added to that song. Yeah. So a lot of different influences.
Mm-hmm. I was on tour with another artist I'm a bassist as well, so I was on tour playing bass and singing background. And we went to Berlin for the first time, and there was an after party after our show. And at that party, two of the Jazzanova DJs were spinning, and they had an open microphone. So I got up and sang. And then later in the summer, we ran into each other again in Sydney, Australia. And it was at that time that they asked me if I'd like to be a part of the last album, which is what we've been supporting of all the things.
Thank you.
I was a musician before I was a singer. Mm-hmm. You know, when I started to sing, it was really not out of a desire at all. It was out of necessity. And really, it was. At that time, I had a big band together with horns and everything, and I was having trouble finding a singer. Well, I could find singers, but they were all prima donnas, and they were completely just disagreeable for the most part. And finally, one day, I said, you know what? I think you should try to do this. And it's not that I hadn't sang, it's just that I hadn't sang all night, you know, and play and all that. Well, you know, we had months of work coming up, and I had no other singers in mind. So I called a friend of mine in a panic, and I said, I want to do this. I feel like I should do this. And they gave me a vocal training tape to help me build up my stamina. And after about a couple of weeks, my stamina kept growing and growing, and I started realizing I had a range, and plus the whole dynamic of singing and playing at the same time, and it just worked out. And so here I am years later down the road, and so I have a nice balance between the two. Unfortunately, most people remember you more for your singing than your playing, but that's just the way it goes.
More advice. What am I?
Before the first time I went on stage, I was feeling like sitting in a safe fortress in my studio and just producing music, and the DJs were playing it. But yeah, now it's different. if you produce a CD, let's say produce, you make the music in the studio, you are creative, but you are somewhere in your own world. And it's like anonymous. You sell the CD to someone who never sees you, actually. But if you're on stage, you see the people react to your songs, and they sing along, and they are happy if you sing that special song, and they are interested if they hear a song the very first time. You see their faces, how they react, and that's simply great. I mean, I'm coming from the studio side. I'm not, 3 years ago, it was the first time I went on stage, and it's yeah. Crazy just to be on stage and to be part of it. Yeah.
We live a life of hits and bites. Where we unite,
the band, I would say, has grown, the live band. Through the last 3 years, we had different drummers. We always had the same saxophone player, for instance. So some positions changed, some positions were always the same. But it's different if we choose to work with musicians in the studio. There, it's the most important thing is that we like to work together with vocalists, because that's the part that we cannot provide. We are not writing lyrics and we are not singing, but we want to do vocal-based music. So it's a very important part that you choose someone you can work with, you can talk to, you can create something together with, like we did with Paul several times. And yeah, that's a quite important thing for Jazz Nova, because everything has to fit into our world, into how we think it could be cool or our taste, yeah. There are also musicians that do the same thing for years, and it's also good. That's nothing positive or negative. But for us, we are like five people, DJs, producers. We have so many influences, and since we are also really close to the dance floor related music, it's always the influences are coming really quickly. And say our last album, for instance, went into another direction, and we kind of went away from the being too hip or too modern or whatever. It was just concentrating on writing nice songs and arrangements and just focusing on the song itself. But you never know what happens next. So we are still in the making of the new album and we're trying around, and sometimes we even have the feeling that we have to start from scratch again, because maybe there's another direction we could go to. Actually, yeah, improvisation is a part of jazz, but jazz is also about a certain world of harmonies. It's about an openness towards other styles of music. Jazz also means that it's very open to fuse different music styles, and that was maybe the beginning of the group name where we came from. But actually, my answer is the Beatles have a name Beat in their group name, but in the end they were writing pop music. So they never were thought about we have to do Beat because our group name has the Beat in it. So we are not sitting there and thinking about we are Jazzanova and we have to do jazz music all the time. It's just more about the spirit maybe or where we came from. And it's our group name, we don't want to change it. So. Because we change our music style or whatever. But that's a question a lot of people are asking. You should, if you make a hip-hop song, it should be called Hip Hop Nova or whatever. But but I think that's not the way you should think about the group name. The group name is just, I mean, Radiohead are Radiohead, the Beatles are the Beatles, and Jazzanova are Jazzanova. So, yeah.
Thank you. Cherish one. A little bird told me that you can't find your way. A little bird is showing me that you can't run away from. Darkness falls upon the city as the ocean falls.
I think it's a quite a strange thing. I think that the strength of Jesse Nova comes from that you know the single persons. you know the name. I mean, it's not just Jazzanova playing in town. When a DJ comes, it's Jürgen or it's Klaas or it's Alex, because everyone has its special feeling, and it's important for the, even also for the crowd to come. They know, Alex is coming, Klaas is playing. And so it's hard to tell, to say they are still Jazzanova. They won't never get away from it, because it's their taste. The Jazzanova is maybe the like a stamp. But yeah, on the other hand, they are alone and they make their own decisions when they play. They don't ask other DJs of Jazzanova which songs they should play in that moment. So it's the combination of the individuals.
Until it comes, I'm gonna be okay. Slowly waiting for it. dolgozol ilyen átszellemültel.
Pumpd bel az ember pofájába, amit gondolsz.
Most kapnál egy nagyot.
Biztosan nagyon meg lesz lepve.
Te sem vagy kíméletes.
Ne pofozz meg férfiakat.
Engem még a saját szüleim sem döntöttek meg soha.
Az jó, az jó.
Hát most nem ihatok egy kortyot, lefordulok a székről.
Esküszöm, öröm hallgatni ilyen megható vallomásokat.
Életképek. Minden hétköznap délután a Dunán. A legnépszerűbb operettek és musicalek a Budapesti Operettszínház tárjainak előadásában. Csárdás királynő, Rómeó és Júlia, az Operaház fantomja, István a király, Miss Saigon. A műfaj legnagyobb magyar csillagainak előadásában. Kálmán Imre nemzetközi operett musical karmester verseny. Aranypálca, pénteken 21 óra 15 perckor a Dunán.
A legnagyobb csapás, ha egy huszártisztnek leány gyermeke van.
Mit keres egy nő a kaszárnyában?
Mit foglatni, Emmike az eszemes urája?
Itt minden nagyon tetszik nekem. Tisztjei is.
A következő szerelmünk mi?
Tamár vagy te, Jakab.
Én még soha az életben nem voltam szerelmes.
Hát persze, hogy a szerelmet.
Korponai foglal? Már nem, szakított szapsikával.
Ha ez a nő itt marad és botrány csinál, mindennek vége.
Ez az úr a bőlegényem.
Jávor Pál, Ágai Irén és Kabos Gyula. Emmy szombaton 16 óra 40 perckor a Dunán.
Fölszállott a pápon!
De még hogy?
Szerintem valaki belekerül, mert nem nagyon lehet kikerülni ebből a világból.
Szárnyal tovább a népzenei és néptánc tehetségkutató.
Úgy érezzük, mintha mulatnánk.
Mert az ősök energiái fiatal szívekben élednek újjá. A pécsi és a szegedi előselejtezők fergeteges élményei. Fölszállott a páva. Szombaton 18 óra 35 perckor a Dunán. Ha lemarad, megnézheti a műsort. Vasárnap délután a Dunavörd-ön.
Teret adunk a tehetségeknek. A műsor támogatója az OTP Bank.
Betyárvilág az 1800-as évek elején Magyarországon.
Ez a rózsaságot. Mit gondoltok? Mit úgy tud ez létezni?
A falu nem mert volna szembeszállni két fegyveres pandúrra.
Az egész város a percek útonokon röhög.
Még egyszer valaki kiejti azt az igét, hogy Rózsa Sándor, az utolsó perce lesz.
A betyár az nem ismer se Istent, se embert, ha megvadítják.
Rózsa Sándor. Vasárnap 20 órakor a Dunán.